Part 2, Chapter 29, Caught on Camera. Quote by Robert Fulghum. Don't worry that children never listen to you. Worry that they're always watching you. What threats did your parents make to pressure or coerce you into good behavior? Members of previous generations were cautioned to consider what their mothers or grandmothers would think of their actions if they were headlined on the front page of the local newspaper. This warning gave pause for many and often nudged them into making different behavioral choices. The idea of embarrassing stories playing out in the daily newspapers kept the threat credible. For millennials, the imaginary wagging finger of the parent or shaming from the grandparent has been replaced by very real and watchful electronic eyes. They're cameras and drones. They're everywhere. They're effective. Information handling services based in London, UK, estimated that there were 245 million professionally installed video surveillance cameras operating globally in 2014. The numbers will only increase in the years ahead. That doesn't even account for the new wave of body cameras worn by police officers across the United States, or the staggering number of recording devices carried by private individuals. Carlicia Freeland Gaither was 22 years old and a nursing assistant. In November 2014, a surveillance camera caught a man abducting her and forcing her into an old Ford Taurus in Philadelphia. Freeland Gaither's impressive fight, including kicking out the windows of the car, was also captured by the camera. Philadelphia police released the video to the public, where it attracted national media attention and prompted a team of detectives in Virginia to show the footage to the father of a violent offender they were searching for. When the father identified the car as belonging to his son, another technology was tapped. The car had been outfitted with GPS by the local car dealership that used the controversial practice to track cars sold to owners with bad credit. The GPS led police to a parking lot in Maryland where the perpetrator surrendered and an injured Freeland Gaither was rescued. Thanks to technology linking activities across three states, Delvin Barnes was arrested and Carlicia Freeland Gaither was returned to her family. From the arrest of Delvin Barnes to the identification of the Boston Marathon bombing suspects through grainy security camera images, to the embarrassing releases of audio and video recordings, cutting short numerous business and political careers, there is mounting evidence that our behaviors are being constantly monitored. Behaviors clearly improve when cameras roll, resulting in drops in both crimes and poor choices. There is more on the horizon. Facial recognition software is making sifting through mountains of footage much easier. This is good news for crime fighters, and bad news for individuals inclined to bad behavior. More advanced technologies are not far behind. What does all this recording mean for millennials? Thanks to surveillance cameras, behaviors are on display all day, every day in public settings. The continuous monitoring of public and non-public venues may be a target of privacy advocates, but it's hard to argue with the results. Your invisible tool? Act like you're being watched.